Let's turn to this report on stroke, which has been issued by the ESRI today, in which 2 points stand out. One is that 1 in 5 of us will suffer a stroke during our lifetimes. And the other, well, I'll just quote from the report itself. It says, the introduction of early supported discharge for stroke patients in Ireland could improve outcomes and reduce overall costs. We're joined by the lead author of the report, Dr. Maeve Ann Wren of the ESRI. Good morning and welcome.
Morning.
First of all, so we know what we're talking about. Early supported discharge for stroke patients means what?
What it means is that patients with mild or moderate disability after stroke would get home faster from hospital. On average, we'd say 8 days faster. And instead of having the bulk of their rehabilitation in hospital, they'd have it at home. And this could be physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech and language therapy. It would require more nursing support, more home help support, probably a role for social workers and certainly also a role for doctors. But the international experience has been, and there have been a lot of trials of this now internationally, that the outcomes are much better, that people who have early supported discharge at home are much less likely to end up eventually going into long-term care, for instance, that they're likely to become much more independent in their daily lives. And the reason for this appears to be that if you have rehabilitation in the home setting, that is where you're going to be, and the rehabilitation is geared towards getting you up and running at home.
How much of this is going on in Ireland now?
There, some hospitals have implemented pilot programmes and they've had good results from them. But the looking at, say, the proportion of patients that have been involved, for instance, the Mater and the HSC North Dublin region have been leaders in this, and we analysed in detail their programme. They managed to include 13% of patients in the Mater. They reckoned they could have included 17%. In fact, internationally, it looks like you really could include 44%. And the reason why they didn't is because there wasn't adequate support. Actually, particularly not enough community nursing. It's not that the nurses there didn't support it. Of course, they did. But we simply don't have enough nurses and therapists in the community in Ireland.
Anybody who has seen the kind of rehabilitation that goes on knows how wonderful it is. I mean, I've seen, for example, in the Royal Hospital in Donnybrook.
Yes.
People
center,
helped.
Yes.
You start with helping someone to sit up in bed, then get out of bed, and
yes.
So on.
Yes.
So it's terrific. Now, it's obviously it should be done, and it's obviously cheaper to do it outside of hospital. But just tell us about the mathematics.
What we've estimated that if you say, I mean, internationally, the trials have said that you could save on average between 7 and 13 days in hospital, and they say that really a good early supported discharge program should save 8, and that's conservative if you consider that 13 has been saved. And we've calculated that if you saved 8 days for each of the roughly 3,000 patients on average each year who could benefit from this, that would be 24,000 bed days annually, the equivalent of 67 acute beds annually, and that would save about, on the average stroke bed day cost, about €12 million. Now, depending on how highly resourced the early supported discharge programme is, and we've looked at a few different models for that, that could cost between €5 and €7 million, €2 and €7 million, and give you potential savings.
So you could do it better, do it out of hospital and save money.
How yes,
much?
You could.
The
potential savings overall, are between €2 and €7 million annually.
So, and if Leo Varadkar is listening to us and if he wants to do this, it would take how long realistically to get this kind of thing going?
Well, you would need to get the community staffing there in the community. And to the very important message, I think, is that you don't go for the reduced length of stay till you have the resources there. You have to build up the resources in the community. And I think there's a wider implication from this finding, because it's not only stroke survivors who would benefit from better community rehabilitation. There are people with many other conditions in the community who would benefit from building up community services in this way.
Maeve Ann Wren of the ESRI, thank you very much. 7 minutes to 8.